Item number four from the Milwaukee County Treasurer, requesting authorization to execute a two-year extension of the contract of the state's contract participation agreement with U.S. Bank, allowing Milwaukee County to continue to piggyback onto the state banking services contract until the new state banking contract, I'm sorry, the new state banking request for proposals is complete.
Good morning. Mr. Chairman, committee. My name is Rex Queen. I am the acting county treasurer for right now. The resolution before you is basically the state and the county have concurrent running contracts with U.S. Bank, and due to substantial cost savings, we piggyback on the state contract. The resolution here that's before you is predicated upon the idea that the state is going to extend their U.S. Bank contract through 2016. They have not finalized their paperwork yet due to something else going on in their office, and I'll clarify that if anyone has any questions. But the mere fact that they haven't executed that extension yet, I find it kind of prudent that we should hold off on this action until they actually sign their paperwork. So I'm asking the committee to lay this over till the June session, and I'm in constant contact with our bankers. We happen to have the same relationship manager that the state does. So I talk to this bank representative almost on a daily basis, and I'll know to the day when the state formalizes their extension.
And maybe
no
in
reason
June.
To think that they won't, right?
No. I spoke to the person who's in charge from Treasury Management at the state UR, and he said there's so much going on in their office right now that they have to just sit down and sign the papers. The resolution here, Mr. Chairman and the board, was prepared in advance by former Treasurer Dan Deliberti in full confidence that the state had been doing that, had done that already, but they had not. So I ask that this be laid over to make sure that all of our ducks are in a row.
Supervisor Johnson?
Mr. Chairman, I move to lay item four over to the next slide.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't have a problem with the layover. I would just ask that when it does come back, if the file would be supplemented with the additional information, that perhaps the fact that it hasn't been executed by the state explains why I couldn't follow along. I mean, because the attached contract was the merchant services contract, which is not the issue, and yet, so I was having trouble even understanding what we were signing on to, because the agreement that's part of the file is not the agreement that we were being asked to sign on to.
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, Treasurer Deliberti added a lot of history to the amendment of these contracts that led up to this action.
Well, more than that, the only agreement in the file is not the agreement we're being asked to sign on to. So what we were shown was an amendment, but not the agreement. So I couldn't even follow along what services were included in it. So I just think it was not clear to me. I wasn't prepared to vote on it unless I could understand that. So I appreciate that we lay it over, but so that it's not still as confusing, it should include additional information, like the actual item that we're being asked to sign on to.
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, the resolution is merely to ask that we are able to extend our contract. It is not the contract we would be signing. The contract would come after the resolution would be passed.
Okay. I don't know if I'm the only one, but why would I want to see the agreement that's not a part of what I'm extending and not see the agreement that I am extending? Does that make sense? Yeah. Right, but why would I not want to know what agreement I'm being asked to continue? That's not what's included in the file. The current one is not what's included in the file. The merchant services agreement is included in the file. Does that make sense?
I think what you're saying is you're being asked to extend the contract,
and we don't have the contract, so you don't know what you're extending.
Right.
And all you want to do is see the contract we're extending.
Right. We don't have the new contract. I understand why we don't have the new contract. They haven't negotiated it. But I don't have the old one either, so I don't know what we're extending. The file does have an agreement in it. It's not the agreement that's in front of us. So that is confusing.
Yeah. Can you provide us with the current agreement?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, yes.
And by next month, we should have that.
Thank you.
Okay, so the motion is to lay this item over.
The next cycle.
To the June cycle.
To the June cycle. Yeah, June cycle.
Do you know if they'll have it done by June?
He said he would.
He thought they would.
Mr. Chairman.
Call the chair.
Fine.
I'm going by the acting director's, the acting treasurer's recommendation. He said that he's had continual contact with the office, with the U.S. Bank's office. So I believe that layover to June is appropriate, to the June cycle is appropriate. Have you heard what he said?
Supervisor Lipscomb?
The current extension or the current agreement was, I thought there was a signature page from last September or something. So when does the current one expire? Is there a reason why it would have to be laid over one cycle?
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, the reason for the layover, our current bank contract expires on June 30th of 2014. As does the state contract. To give a little more information, the state Department of Revenue, especially the Treasury Management side, has implemented a new financial management computer module. It's taking a little longer for them to install than they thought. And with going out for an RFP for banking services, they had hoped to have that finished so they could implement their banking services into their new module. They thought it'd be prudent if they postponed their RFP process until their financial management module was complete and tested. So they're in the process of extending their contract for another 2 years. And since we're piggybacking on their contract, the Treasurer deliberately thought it would be prudent if we would extend our contract another 2 years to mirror theirs.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Since the Acting Treasurer has indicated until June 30th, it may be something technical, but I would defer to Supervisor Jurczyk's recommendation that this be laid over to the call of the chair. Reason being, June 30th is the expiration date. Otherwise, I was listening to what the acting treasurer said, but for the record, lay over to the call of the chair would be an appropriate motion, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Then the motion is to lay this over to the call of the chair. Take the roll, please.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend that item number 4 be laid over to the call of the chair prevails.
There's been a request by Mr. Fudge to take item 13 before we break for lunch.
Thank you.
Being the accommodating people that we are, we'll be